The Farther Reaches of Human Nature, Part 9, from the Abraham Maslow Audio Collection. This recording was made in 1967 at the Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California. Recordings from the Maslow Audio Collection are available from abrahammaslow.com.
By coming to Esalen, as always, I get sort of tangled a little bit and conflicted, and then we start talking about it. It's the also true for the humanistic psychologists, also true, I gather, for the humanistic psychology meetings in Washington, to which I could not come, but people have been telling me about. It is one danger for humanistic psychology to become sort of anti-rational, anti-intellectual, or most especially sort of anti-science, in favor of feeling, experiencing, emoting, and so on. And it's a delicate knife edge. And for instance, here at Esalen, sometimes I feel myself to be on the right wing, and I'll get Mike Murphy into a corner and start propagandizing about the beauties of science and the rationality and intellect and so on. Although I must say that in the scientific circles, I usually get people in corner and talk about the beauties of experience and the emotion. And the job really is to make a good structure, a good balance, a good relationship between them. Because I think experiencing, the regarding experience as sacred in itself is a very dangerous thing, I think. Knowledge makes sense out of experience. An experience without knowledge, that even in terms of the experiencers, let's say the LSD kids, one thing that they're all familiar with is that the experiencing itself, if you take LSD and you don't know that you've taken it, or you don't know what's happening, or you don't know what to expect, then this can be a terribly anguished ordeal. It can be you're going crazy. The world starts blurring and so on, and it feels, I'm told that that's what a schizophrenic feels like, is to watch reality just crumbling apart, falling apart. It's a very frightening thing. Well, what we've learned from the various experiments of the LSD people is that if you have a good guide, if you have a good circumstances, and I'd say if you have knowledge, if there's somebody to tell you, don't worry about that, that happens all the time, or that's a good thing, or in another 10 minutes it'll be something else, and so on, that even at that situation of pure experience, it's knowledge that makes it possible to assimilate and to have a good trip, as they say. And without the knowledge, you can't have a good trip. And even with the peak experience business, I now have a beautiful example, this dissertation that a student of mine did on peak experiences in natural childbirth, which should be published sooner or later, that here's an example of a childbirth has generally been, through Western history anyway, a bad trip for a good purpose. People want babies and they'll endure any damn thing to get babies. Now we know that with knowledge, you can make a good trip out of it. That apparently childbirth can be a very beautiful experience, apparently as beautiful as anything in the whole blasted world. It can be just the greatest experience that there is with a good fortune, good training, good preparation, and so on. And it doesn't even have too much to do with anesthesia and with consciousness, because what this girl found out is that the natural childbirth training itself made everything wonderful, even if they couldn't stand the pain and took some anesthetic.